Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Who is going to be at the Bowser Rockin' Doo-Wop Show tomorrow? Sunday afternoon, January 15th, 2023. Well, my hand is raised. I just can't get over how enjoyable that conversation was last weekend with Bowser, and I do want to thank those of you in the audience. A number of folks did reach out to me to say, hey, Morgan, I enjoyed that conversation. Every week I'm not going to have music conversation, music talk, but when I do, I always love talking music, so I'm sure that it will be a great conversation no matter who the guest is. But in case you missed it, just know that you can find the whole conversation I had with Bowser. You know him from Sha Na Na, and he's part of his very own Rock and Doo-Wop Party Volume 21 that will be at the Mohegan Sun Arena tomorrow. You can check that out. Chubby Checker and the Wildcats, he is the headline. Chubby Checker, and it's the first time that he's gone on one of the shows with Bowser, first time that he has been on one of the big stages at Mohegan Sun Arena. So I know that Chubby is excited to do the twist with everybody. You've also got Jay Siegel and the Tokens. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. You know that song. I mean, everybody knows The Lion Sleeps Tonight. He will be there Sunday afternoon when that show starts at 3. Chris Montez, Let's Dance, Lala Brooks, original lead singer of the Crystals. You'll have the Clovers there as well and the Dubs, plus not Johnny Farino of Santo and Johnny. That was the change. Instead, Kid Kyle will be performing with Santo and Johnny. Kid Kyle, who is my age. We talked about this last week. I'm 26 years old, and Kid Kyle, guess what? He's 26 years old, and he loves these songs even more than me because he sings them so perfectly and then travels around the world and sings them for other people. I love the songs, but not to that kind of degree. So major respect for Kid Kyle and his respect and desire to keep the music alive, much like mine. Plus, Bowser and the Stingrays will be at the show with Johnny Cantaro and also Rocky and the Rollers, plus 9/11 firefighter Frank Pizarro with the music of the Platters. So it is going to promise to be, no doubt, a fun program. Bowser's Rock and Doo-Wop Party at Mohegan Sun Arena tomorrow afternoon at 3. He was on the show, Bowser was, last weekend. You can find that at our website, WTIC.com. If you missed the conversation, I'm telling you, you'd enjoy it. Go to WTIC.com or download the Odyssey app and look for the Spotlight Connecticut podcast, AUDACY. That is the Odyssey app. Today, though, we are going to shift radically from the music conversation. We're actually going to talk a little bit about sports. And as you probably know, I'm not the biggest sports guy in the world that there is, but there's a lot I learned about golfing indoors. That's right. A huge twist at Golf Lounge 18 in Canton. That is one of six. That's the latest of six as well for the whole Golf Lounge 18 chain. The whole adventure for the Golf Lounge 18 concept, and I just love this because I do enjoy businesses, especially when it's a small startup type business that just grows and grows and grows, as is the case for Golf Lounge 18. One tiny location in the town of Fairfield started it all. They had four bays, as we will hear as we delve into the whole Golf Lounge 18 concept and the people who are behind it. Yes, four bays. Now it's six locations, four of those locations in Connecticut, the latest in Canton, but there's also one in Danbury, plus Orange and Fairfield. Don't forget that there's a location in White Plains, New York, also Peabody, Massachusetts. I really could have picked any of the locations, at least in Connecticut, because this is Spotlight Connecticut. So I mean, it's cool that they're in New York and Massachusetts, but not necessarily for my talk show purposes. So I could have gone to any of the four, but I chose to go to the Canton one because it is new. It is also really it's a breath of fresh air, because you look at the shops at Canton, nothing wrong with them. You've got Dick's there, you've got Kohl's and many other big stores and small stores. Also, ShopRite is there as well, if you're familiar with the whole plaza. Then all of a sudden, there's this golf location. And it makes sense because there's actually some history of golfing at this property. Now it is this big shopping extravaganza area. But it used to be a golf course. Makes sense, right, that Golf Lounge 18 would find a home there. We're going to be chatting with Paul Wilson and Ajit Panda. I'll be playing excerpts of the interviews I did with them on Spotlight Connecticut.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, I'm Justin Araki Hill, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
You guys don't know Justin, but he is just such a great kid. He used to work here as one of our producers behind the scenes. He spent a while here working with us. And I still remain in touch with him and good buddies. So he was happy to cut one of those for me on the program. I didn't even know he listened every week to the talk show here. So mega shout out to you, Justin, in Rocky Hill. Thanks for tuning in to Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and we are going to start off with my conversation with Paul Wilson. He is one of the big brains behind the whole operation at Golf Lounge 18, the newest location, just opened up in November in Canton, Connecticut. So if you're looking for something to do this winter, it's a great opportunity. If you're looking to beat the heat of the summer and you're just a beginner, you really don't know where to begin, you want to explore a little bit, Golf Lounge 18 definitely is going to have something for you. So what I did, I went there in person, I brought my microphone, and I sat down with Paul, and here is an excerpt of our conversation. Golf Lounge 18 in Canton, and this location just opened up. It's new. This is one of the three new ones from 2022.
Yeah, that's correct, Morgan. We're super excited to be out here in the community. We put a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of dedication into launching the concept in the Farmington Valley area. At one point in time, there was indoor golf in Canton, but we're just glad to have it back.
I like how this used to be a golf course back in the day before all of the shops, because now we've got brick and mortar retailers and all of that, but this is kind of going back to the roots of this property, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's nothing better. I had some lunch with a few of the Rotary members up here in the Avon area, and I didn't even know that until they brought it to my attention and they were showing me old pictures. And I couldn't be more excited. I said, what better destination than an old golf course to bring something new and hot to the Canton area?
This journey for Golf Lounge 18 started back in, what, 2018 or so, and you guys were down in Fairfield at the time, and it was just four bays, and you guys have grown so much since then.
Yeah, that's correct. It was four bays, lot smaller concept, BYOB, no food. Now, while that had its sort of unique attraction, and it was a lot of fun, graduating to this full concept of the full bar and restaurant with the larger bays and, you know, eight bays in every location is really what the market really demands, and I think we've started to master what the concept really is.
You guys are finding golf lovers all over. We've got Fairfield, Orange, Danbury, now Canton, and then also a location in Peabody, Massachusetts, and also in New York State in White Plains. Do I have all the locations?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's been exciting to come into every single market. While, you know, one of the things we look for when we come in is a large golf demographic. But what we've seen since the pandemic is, you know, because so many people adopt that golf as one of the only things you can do, there's so many more people with clubs in their hands. And that's one of our goals, is to just make sure that they're keeping the clubs in their hands, having fun, not being intimidated, and learning something new every day.
Let's dig into how this works a little bit, all right? How do people get a bay when they decide they want to come?
Yeah, there's a lot of parity with what you would do on a normal golf course. So you can either give us a call at our location and you can book your tee time, or you can go online and see what's available. So we make it very, very simple for you to book. We don't want any friction with that first interaction. But you can book a 1 hour just to come in and practice, or 4 hours to come in with four guys or gals to you know, have some fun and play 18 holes.
How many people can play at a bay at a time? So can it be one person, like you said, for practice, or is there a max? How many people can be involved?
Yeah, we're flexible. We've seen folks come in with one person just to practice and get some swings in, as many as you know, six folks to come in, a couple people watch, and four people play. But we do recommend that you never go more than four to six people, just from a seating capacity. If you need more than one bay, usually if you're bringing in eight people, we say go ahead and book that second bay. We'll put you side by side so you guys have fun together, but we make sure that you're getting the most for your money and able to get the most swings in the time allotted.
I've got to be honest with you, Paul, and I'll confess, I'm not much of a golfer. You know, I do it occasionally and casually, but I'm certainly no pro. But it does my heart good to see that there are little kids here. You've got obviously some people who are better at golf and they've been doing it a lot longer. So this isn't just for any one skill level, correct?
Oh, not at all. It's that's the best part about this. Is number one, it's a family-friendly environment. Number two, the technology has something for everyone, with the addition of some miniature golf options that are great for the younger kids. There's all different skill levels that can play here, and we help you select a course based on the difficulty. If you want to come in and have some fun, maybe we're suggesting some courses that are a little bit easier and easier to navigate. While some of our veteran pros might come in and play some of the tougher courses, there truly is something for all ages within the software.
Obviously, the pros, they like their own clubs. They have their own, maybe a ball that they have good luck with, or a club that they really like. So I'm assuming that you can bring your own, or if you're new to this, there are things that you can rent from here or use while you're playing and teeing off?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that certainly opens up the game a little bit more. So while you're right, Morgan, folks do bring in their own clubs, and, you know, it is certainly preferred. We do rent clubs, and we have women's clubs, kids clubs, righty and lefty clubs available. So while you don't need to, you know, borrow clubs or walk in with clubs, we can help accommodate you when you do come in.
How many bays are here at the Canton location?
We're excited. This is a full facility where it has eight bays. We found that, you know, the demand across, you know, 1 hour's time period, we can fill up eight pretty regularly through our peak season. And, you know, we found that, you know, keeping eight full keeps us busy enough where we're making our revenue goals and everybody's having fun and everybody gets a chance to play.
How much does it cost to, say, rent one bay for an hour's time?
So a standard time's an hour, but we have sort of graduated rates. So we found that during the day, when some folks are either working from home or we have some of our seniors, we like to give them a little bit of a break if they come in before 2 o'clock. So we have an early bird rate from Monday through Friday. It's only $35 per hour, not by the person, but per the bay. And then after that, you know, we'll charge you the standard rate. Obviously, we're during a holiday period at this point in time, so it's our peak rate of $65 an hour. But if you're looking to save a couple dollars, come in earlier before 2 o'clock, grab some lunch with us, and, you know, get your swings in.
Yeah, you guys have food and you guys have drinks available, and so you can work up a sweat and then come grab a burger or a sandwich or whatever. So what kind of menu do you guys have?
I want to call it your all-American bar menu. We've got everything from chicken wings to chicken tenders. We have things on the menu for the kids, fries and tater tots, you know, fully loaded nachos and great appetizers. The cook here in Canton makes an absolutely fantastic burger, but my favorite are the buffalo wings here, Morgan. You got to try them.
You like the buffalo wings?
I love me some buffalo wings, I got to tell you. So, but we have
with blue cheese dressing, right?
You have to have the blue cheese, okay. A little bit of celery on the side.
No, I don't need no celery. Okay. Just the blue cheese and the wings. That's all I need.
No vegetables for Morgan.
No, sir. So let's talk about the actual bays and how that works, how you get up there and do your golfing. So there's a computer, what looks like to the right of every bay, or, okay, to the left of these bays. So on the side of each bay, there's a computer, and the computer mimics basically or shows what is on this big drop-down screen that is fed by a projector. Okay, so I don't know if I'm explaining it very well, and then you get up in the center with your golf club and your ball, and you whack it, you tee off, and you're playing. So how does that all work?
Yeah, so there's two major components that drive your experience here. So you're hitting your regular clubs, you're hitting a regular ball, you're taking your regular swing. Nothing changes there. So imagine you're out on a driving range, right? We have a select AstroTurf that's very comfortable to hit off of, so you're not banging your wrists or, you know, inhibiting your movement. But the technology that we use is called TrackMan. It's a state-of-the-art dual radar technology. And it's one of our partners that's helped drive some of the success of the business. So there's about 200 real courses built within the software, a ton of games. And then we use some of the faster gaming computers to make sure the experience is real time. And that's what's really driving the experience and making sure everyone has a ton of fun outside of the fantastic staff that we have.
And then it looks like on the computer you've got the option to do practice, courses, tournament. There's a fourth one, and I forget what it was called. So is that like the level that you're selecting?
Yeah, so that's the user interface that you know, we've given TrackMan a lot of feedback on, is that people want to see what their options are right off the bat. So we want to make sure it's very intuitive for you to come in with a little bit of instruction. You can drive the experience that you want. Do you want to play games with the kids? Do you want to play a course? Do you want to just work on your swing and have some of the data tiles tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing? We've really got it all here, and it's a versatile experience. I've never been here where you have the same experience twice.
And as for the courses, they take you all over, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I've played courses all the way from Montana to a course actually here in Connecticut, to you know, a beautiful course like Pebble Beach all the way in California. And now it doesn't stop there. There's courses overseas. We've got St. Andrews in here and a ton of Swedish and Norwegian courses I've never heard of, but it's just a different way to play, different climate. And some of them are so beautiful. You sit there and you say, hey, how did they get it look so great? And the realistic experience combined with the technology as well as the service, it's a place you really got to come check out.
How does the virtual experience compare to the real experience? And obviously, I'm looking at these screens. They look pretty realistic.
Well, Morgan, I tell you, I like it better. You know why? You're not chasing a ball into the woods. I've never lost a ball at Golf Lounge 18, right? You always know where the beverage cart is. It's always right behind you if you need something to eat or drink. And guess what? The experience of having that sort of virtual play and not having to be pushed by somebody behind you or sped up by a ranger, I feel like it's a lot less intimidating than being out on the real course, but you get the best of both worlds. You get to experience something different every time you come in, so you're not playing the same old course. But then again, you're getting to get better before you go outside and really invest your money into the true experience.
How about the fact that it's winter time and you can actually now go golfing indoors or throughout the winter, even though there may be snow or ice on the ground outside? That's the reality in Connecticut.
It truly is, and I'll tell you, it's a really all year round type of sport. It rains a ton in the spring and summer, and you know, our bays get full up like they are in the winter. So really, it's a place where you can come any point in time during the year to really have fun, have a great experience, get better at your game, and just really gather with friends. That's our real goal, is to just help people socialize and, you know, wrap around the game of golf in a good time. And, you know, folks have tended to come back based on that.
Could you talk a little bit about how schools and companies get involved here too?
Oh, yeah. We've gotten calls all the time, and we do some on-the-ground marketing as well, where, you know, we'll approach a board of education if there's a college team or a high school team that needs some practice time in the winter because there isn't an indoor facility. We'd like to be their home for that facility. Corporate partners have also found this to be a great place to hold a fundraiser while they're typically having their, you know, company fundraiser or their company outing in the fall or in the spring. There's another great venue that's sitting right here at an indoor facility to have have a tournament or have a group team building event. We've got audiovisual technology similar to what they would have in their boardroom or their corporate location. So you could have, you know, your meeting, you know, for an hour or two, and then come in and play a little bit of golf with us too, and, you know, transform the bays into that sort of team building event that you really like. So, you know, from corporate events to charity events to, you know, fundraisers for high school teams, we can really do it all.
Do the locations, do they differ at all, right? Because I've gone to some, you know, businesses like this where one is just a hair different from the other, or are they all pretty much the same, or is one offer something different that the other may not have?
Well, I certainly think each one has its own personality from a design and aesthetics perspective. But one of the things that we've noticed is when folks have been to multiple locations, they'll think it's a franchise because each one looks a little bit closer to the other one as we continuously grow. I mean, I think that's the idea, is to give a similar experience at all the locations, but I think the people are the real difference makers, right? You're gonna have fun at any location, but each one has its own unique personality based on the people we staff it with. And we like to have a blend of, you know, the back of the house being, you know, experienced bartenders and wait staffs to the front of the house, some of the assistant pros and pros that are out from the local golf courses, so there's some familiar faces when you come in.
And I think that you guys have hit a hole in one here, for
certainly.
Sure.
There I am with Paul Wilson of Golf Lounge 18 in Canton. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080. This is Spotlight Connecticut. I have a lot of fun going to these businesses. I enjoy the conversations and getting to know the people that keep people active here in the state of Connecticut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Oh, I love Ozzy there with Lita. You know, I feel like that's one of those songs. Yes, it was put out in 1989, but I really feel that if it were released today in 2023, it would still sound just as cool. I don't know. There's just some quality about it. You know, if you listen to Take On Me by Aha or some of these songs that were put out in the 1980s, you hear them. Like Madonna songs from the 80s, you know that they're from the 80s. There's no masking it. There's no hiding it. There's no denying it in the sound. There's nothing wrong with it either. But there's just this definitive 80s sound. I don't quite get that out of Close My Eyes Forever. The duet, Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne singing that one. I'm Morgan Cunningham on Spotlight Connecticut. Our focus today is on Golf Lounge 18 and their location in Canton. I visited there just recently. I had a chat with Paul Wilson. We heard him earlier in the program. Coming up, still my chit-chat with Ajit Pada, who is one of the co-founders. He's the one that really conceptualized the whole start of Golf Lounge 18 back when it was in the town of Fairfield in just four small bays. Now they've got six locations. And so if you're listening to this and you're saying to yourself, all right, Morgan, well, it's great, but I am down in New Haven County. I'm not going up to Canton. Well, you're in luck. They still have that Fairfield location. They also have a location in Orange, plus one in Danbury. Don't forget, if you're listening and you're over the border, although we are focusing on Connecticut and Spotlight Connecticut, you can check out one of the Golf Lounge 18 locations in White Plains, New York, or also in Peabody, Massachusetts. And if you're looking for more information on Golf Lounge 18, maybe you want to read up on it some more, see a few pictures, reserve a space, all you've got to do, the best way to do it, is go to golflounge18.com. Again, that's golflounge18.com. You'll be able to learn a little bit more about the operation beyond what we're talking about here, or you're ready to take that leap. And this is coming from somebody who's a non-golfer. If you're ready to take that leap and give it a chance, this is the place to do it. It really isn't judgmental. I get this vibe when you're in golf, right? You know, I watch the championships, or I see them, I should say. I really don't actively watch them. But a million eyes just seem to be all on you. You're out there trying to golf and do your thing and win the championship, but yet the pressure is on. The pressure is definitely on. But the pressure is off at Golf Lounge 18. The only time they're going to walk up and bother you is if, let's say, you ordered some food or some drinks and they're bringing them over. Otherwise, you're just kind of left to your own devices, there to practice, there to learn a little bit, maybe just get out and have fun with folks. So we're going to talk with one of the co-founders, Ajit Pada, up next on Spotlight Connecticut, talking about Golf Lounge 18 today.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, I'm Eric from Glastonbury, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
And before we get back to our talk about Golf Lounge 18, I'll just say this. You're invited to record one of those as well. If you've been listening the last few weeks, basically it is simply, hi, my name is, I'm listening in, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut. If you'd like to record one of those, it's easy to do. You could do it on your cell phone. We could arrange a time to record it by telephone. All you've got to do is email me, and here's the email address that you can use, morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com, morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It is easy as that. We will get in touch with one another and figure out a recording because I'd like to know who's listening and where. Back to our conversation now on Golf Lounge 18. Here's an excerpt of my recording with one of the original co-founders, Ajit Pada. He is going to talk with us a little bit about how this all got started. I sat down with him at Golf Lounge 18 in Canton. I said, look, Ajit, this started back when it was just a few bays, four of them, down in Fairfield. Now here we are. You're still in Fairfield. You're also in Orange, Danbury, now in Canton, plus White Plains, New York, and Peabody, Massachusetts. Was this the vision back when you got started, or was this just born out of your hobby?
It definitely did, and I wish I have some fancy answer for that. The honest answer, it was accidental. So I had a track man at my home. He moved homes. I couldn't fit it in. And me and my partner started looking that we can find somewhere outside where we could get this type of thing going, more for a hangout place for us in the evening. I work in New York City. My partner works in New York City as well. So the idea was have something close to the train station where we can put in more accessible, have few bays, a hangout place. And that's where it started. And guess what? I think the year one, we didn't get to play much. We would come in the evening, our manager would kick us out. No freebies. So it was a good thing. It was a good thing. But we learned from it and tried to evolve it into a more of a business model, tried to include F&B, started building the bar on it, started building the kitchens on it. And 4 years later, I think we have been really happy and proud for a great team that we have built. We opened a sixth location at Canton last month, so it's been really exciting.
Exactly, because what surprises me is how quickly this has grown.
Yeah.
I believe it was Paul who was telling me that it started with just a handful of bays down in Fairfield, and here we are four, almost 5 years later, and in this past year alone, you've expanded three new locations, so for a total of six.
True.
Also one in New York State, one in Massachusetts, the rest in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So are you surprised it's grown this quickly?
It does surprise us, but at the end of the day, I think the main contributing factor is a great team. We have a great team. Paul helping us with the marketing and business development. Wally helping us with F&B. We have other guys who help us with the architecture type of things and building and getting the location up and running. So we have enjoyed. I've enjoyed an amazing journey of building up a really good team who has helped us get to where we are.
There's got to be, you know, a learning experience here because now you're managing multiple locations. Like you said, you're building a team, you're adding multiple bays, you're bringing in more and more families. How have you been able to keep up with this and the demand over the last few years and the growth?
Technology, at the end of the day. We both are partners, we both come from tech background. So how do we bring this all into play was, I come from a tech background, a data background, and I love golf. So this was a perfect opportunity to marry all three together. And we love to automate things. We love to add more technology where possible. So maybe operations, maybe marketing, maybe golf. So we have had a great journey that we've been able to automate things, make it not chaotic, but more manageable. At the same time, enjoy doing both things. I love doing the tech side of things, love doing the golf side of things. So it's been a great time.
And it was Paul who told me, I think while we weren't recording, that occasionally you guys will go and play these bays yourself.
Oh, 100%.
And that's great because now you're learning what the customers are doing. You can help them.
Yes. So this business we build is not for the business sake. It's more for us as well. It's something we are passionate about. So anything our customer faces, we are the ones who do the beta first. We will go through the test runs. We will play there. Best hanging out with my team and the team building events being when we all get together and play. So we get to feel what the customer experience looks like. We have an opportunity and a great partnership with the tech providers where we can feed them back. The software in itself and the customer experience have changed and improved a lot in the last 4 years. And we feel that we are a good contributing factor to it, which is a good place to be at.
I love how realistic these look, these software.
Absolutely.
There are over 100 different places where you can go and play multiple courses. You could do a beginner's level, you could do tournament level. How are these softwares keeping up with all of these changes?
I think when we started 4 years ago, I think we had, about 40 different courses? And those courses are built by, TrackMan is the technology that we use. It's a world-class technology. It's the same technology that you see on the tour when they show you the ball flight and distances, etc. Amazing team, amazing partnership that we have with them. So they have grown their library from 40 courses to not about 250 courses. But what comes along with that is that the tech that we have, the gaming computers that we have and everything else need to keep up to it. So advantage for us being that we're coming from a tech background, we have been on top of it. We love being on the latest edge of what the tech exists at the moment. And that's the fun. We like to test it. We like to experience what the customer experience looks like from it. And that has helped us keep up with it.
Absolutely, and I see that there are little kids playing.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like there are some more professional players here as well. This is an all-encompassing environment at Golf Lounge 18.
101%. I think we cater for everyone. Everyone from a beginner to an expert and everyone in between. We have games for kids, games where the kids can enjoy the kids level type of things. We do run kids clinics and camps. We have leagues which are more competitive. And I think a winter league that we are running, we have about 180 teams participating in that. So it's a fun environment. How we see is it's non-intimidating, changing the way how the golf is seen. It's not intimidating as much. It's not discriminating at all. Anyone can play, and the accessibility to a course that may be only to certain privileged now is to everyone. So I think we like the fact that we have been able to bring golf more to the masses and made it more accessible to everyone.
It looks like this is a very fast-paced environment, because sometimes if you're flipping through TV,
yeah,
and you come across golf,
exactly,
on TV, like when I was a kid, my dad would have golf on television,
yeah,
it would look like, you know, paint drying.
Yep.
You know, it could go slow, yeah, when you're watching it. But here, you don't have a million eyes on you like at a championship.
Absolutely.
It's just small little groups, 4 to 5, 6 people per bay, doing their thing and having fun. It's a totally different vibe than being out on a course. And I'm just saying that as an outsider.
Yeah.
Just coming in for the first time.
All our locations, we have made it an open concept. And the reason is more socializing. If you go on a course, for example, there are 4 people playing together for the next 4 hours. Yeah, you can have 50 people being together playing as well as enjoying. So it's a more social environment than what you would bring in. So we are trying to bring more social environment through the game of golf. So absolutely, as you rightly said, that this is more fast-paced, this is more social, this is more open. Even during the league nights, we have league nights, we have teams who are competing against each other, but they are at 10 feet away from each other, having a drink and playing a competitive golf, at the same time having fun, being in a social environment.
This place has to get packed on like a Friday, Saturday night. It's got,
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
I imagine.
No, absolutely. I think we are proud enough and happy to see. I think as you look today, we are almost like 96% sold out for the whole day. We open 14 hours a day. We open 7 days a week. And this is amazing. I think the community support that we get and the response that we have seen is amazing.
This particular Canton location, and I didn't find this out until I read it in a newspaper, that it's actually, this whole shopping area, not just this store, is built on a former golf course. So you've got a heritage here.
That, in fact, was one factor that we sealed the deal. So when we were looking in this area, we wanted to be in the greater Hartford area, and we were looking into multiple properties. And when we saw this and we learned that this used to be a golf course, that was the seal. That was a deal at that point. And the landlord's been really good. WS Development been really great. And I think since we started talking, bringing in a new concept which does not exist into the shopping complexes before. And we have worked with Liz, who's a manager of this property over here. She's been amazing. So the level of support we have got from the landlord and from the managers over here since we started the discussions has been amazing until we brought it up and continued.
This is radio. We don't have visuals, but I can tell people that at the front of Golf Lounge 18 in Canton, where you've got the windows looking out into the parking lot and the other shops, there's a mural on the inside of your space here that pays some fun tribute to what this property used to be.
Absolutely. I think the whole idea of the mural was, how do we connect the present with the past? And the mural talks about what used to be the existing barn. Many people look at it into it and they tell me, oh, 20 years ago I used to pick a book.
They know?
Yeah, they know that. And we try to bring that whole vibe together, that the new place, how do we connect with the old? And that's what a mural meant to be. And it wasn't very long ago. It was 20 years ago. And I think, I don't know if you saw it in the mural, there's a beer in the front, on the front of the mural. And funny enough, when we were talking about the whole concept, what we want to do, a beer was spotted one of those days by the property management at the back.
Really?
So it came out to be a fun fact that how we connect what this area is. There are woods, there's old golf course, old barn, and then a new tech-based indoor golf facility. It's a really good connection.
Anything else you'd like to say about the new location? Any exciting plans you've got for 2023, or we're just going to keep going with this?
No, our plans are to continue growing. I think Connecticut's a great state. I lived in for like 21 years now. And we do look forward to expanding in the greater Hartford area. We also look to expand more in Fairfield County and further. So our plans are to continue to grow and see where we get to. In general, I would say, I think this is a newer concept, a great place, and I'll request the people who are listening, come on and give it a try. It is not for only someone who knows golf. You can come enjoy a good drink, watch a game, have a good bite, and or if not anything else, swing a club and maybe, who knows, right? You'll be looking to golf pretty soon. A very non-intimidating, fun environment is what we like to offer.
How can people find out more about Golf Lounge 18?
Best way is follow us on social media. We are at the rate Golf Lounge 18, or on our website, www.golflounge18.com. But we are pretty accessible, all of our team, including myself. We have our contacts on our website and on our social media. I'd love to pick up a conversation with anyone who would be interested.
I think, Ajit, this is a hole-in-one, would you say?
Absolutely, it is. I never had a hole-in-one. I would say it's a birdie every day. But absolutely, it's a fun environment, and thank you very much for taking time to have a chat with us.
Ajit Pada, our guest on Spotlight Connecticut. He and Paul Wilson this week talking about Golf Lounge 18 in Canton. And if you're listening to this and you're saying, you know what? I've got something cool for Spotlight Connecticut. Email me. I want your thoughts. Morgan.Cunningham@odyssey.com. morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. AUDACY.COM. If you're looking for something that interests me, here's an example, okay? Imagine you've got the big dream job. You're working down in the Big Apple, New York City. You've got a great corporate job working in corporate HR. That's the case for Kathleen Rojas. But she's going to tell us next week, Morgan, there was more to life than that. I've got more to offer. And that's what she said. She came to that awakening and started her own dog walking and pet sitting business called Happy Leash. It's next week on Spotlight Connecticut. Her story, you're not going to want to miss it.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.